In today's podcast, Ed interviews Don Garrison of QuickSec, a virtual dictation service. He discusses how his company uses outsourcing to help lawyers deal with increased secretarial needs. He talks about the company's technology to help lawyers deal with forgotten or never learned dictation skills needed to use his service. Listen now to this interesting conversation.
Don, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate your participating.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Let's start first by asking you to tell us what QuickSec does and what the reason or rationale for founding this company was all about.
Okay, well, that's a great question. QuickSec is the leader in outsourced legal transcription. What's unique about us is that we've got a unique global delivery model. It's dedicated only to the legal industry. And if you think of it, our value proposition is one that allows attorneys to keep dictating the way they normally dictate and focus on the core competencies of the firm, meaning focus exactly on providing expert legal advice, and let a company like ours, QuickSec, literally do all the dictation and transcription and document production, turn that around and get it back to them. So our value proposition is you focus on your core and we'll do it cheaper, better, and faster.
Well, when I graduated law school a day and a half ago, dictation was the norm. There was, you either dictated to a secretary or you dictated to a machine. In today's world, law school graduates are coming out really well-skilled and schooled in using the computer, not in dictation. How do you find the learning curve for lawyers in using dictation in today's world to be able to use your service?
Without a doubt that today's lawyer is a little bit different than even 10 years ago, so you're absolutely right. But what we have found is that the time studies involved in dictating versus hand typing yourself and actual document production by an attorney, there's a substantial savings in dictating. And so what we found is that there is a little bit of a learning curve for the newer attorney, but we also provide some, what's unique about QuickSec is that we provide some state-of-the-art technology so the new lawyer can take advantage of that and still get their work done a lot quicker and a lot cheaper than typing it themselves.
Well, tell us how the system actually works then. What kind of technology are you using that's new and different that helps them speed up the process?
Well, okay, there's a couple of different ways that we work at QuickSec. What's great about it is, the QuickSec process works exactly like the attorney works right now. So if they're dictating on a handheld recorder and they want to rely on their comfort zone, they can continue to use that personal handheld recorder, and we have methods of getting their dictation uploaded to our server, our centralized dictation system, so our transcriptionists can turn it around. But additionally, we have a downloadable state-of-the-art recorder that can be downloaded to a desktop or a laptop computer. It gives you all the functions of a normal dictation system, full recording capabilities, including insertion and priority of dictation. And when you're done, all you have to do is upload this. I was on a train the other day with my laptop. I did a lot of my dictation while going into New York City and did all my dictation. When I got to my hotel, I uploaded all my files. My work was waiting for me when I woke up the next morning. It was real simple. The other way that we, allow for the QuickSec process is that every person that comes on board as a user of our system gets assigned a unique telephone number and personal ID with a security code to connect them to the QuickSec system. This allows them to use any touch-tone telephone and dial into our dictation system, and all the keys on the keypad represent stop, rewind, pause, play, fast-forward, rewind in shorter increments, rewind all the way back to the beginning, end this piece of dictation, begin a new piece of dictation, all state-of-the-art technology, and it's digitally recorded.
So in other words, you can literally talk not only into a handheld recorder, also a telephone, but you can talk at your computer?
Correct. Laptops, some laptops don't even require that you have a microphone set up. Desktops do. They have a built-in microphone that you have to that you can access on the laptop or the desktop recorder just requires a small Radio Shack microphone, less than $30.
Well, one of the things that I know everybody will be concerned about because of the transmission of the recording from wherever they are to you is the issue of security and confidentiality. How is it that you ensure that the document is secure, that it cannot be hacked in, and that the confidentiality between the attorney and the client is maintained?
Well, we ensure that all the work is safe and secure in a number of different ways. Every single user on our system has multiple layers of usernames and passwords to get into the system. You cannot access our system without having a username and a password. Additionally, we have a very arduous process where we go through and do background checks on all the people that are doing the document production in Chennai, India. And the work that they do to access the system, they require several layers of usernames and passwords to get in. So the work is very secure, and it's very safe.
Now, a simple question from a simple mind such as mine. If you've got too many passwords, frequently one would forget the password that you've used with your system. So what happens if I forget my password?
Well, we've got a couple of ways. You can we provide a toll-free number for someone to call us directly and to get that information back to them immediately. They also can check their inbox and their email because it was sent to them. So there's a couple of different ways.
Okay, and if there's a toll, that means anybody can call that number, correct?
That's correct.
And how would what's the security to prevent somebody else?
We would not provide that information over the phone. What we would do is email them a new ID and password or resend the existing one.
Okay. So if I understood part of what you said correctly, you don't do the work here in the States, but rather it's outsourced to India. Is that right?
That's correct. We have a global delivery center. It's in Chennai, India. We're personally headquartered in New York City. So we're a U.S.-based firm. We're leveraging the global delivery centers, and we have centers of excellence in Chennai.
Okay. Now, I guess the last question that I have for you today would be in terms of quality control. If I'm persuaded that it's confidential, it's secure, now I want to make sure that the quality of the work is such that it represents what I want in not only in terms of typographical quality, but also in terms of image and so forth. How is it that you're able to maintain that quality?
We have a three-step process on quality control, but I think you would also want to know, Ed, a little bit more about our pricing structure as well and make sure that not only is it worthwhile and is it cost-effective. The three-step process that we have to ensure quality, we have certified legal transcriptionists that go through U.S. legal transcription courses to make sure that they're up to date on existing standards. Secondly, we have on staff U.S.-based attorneys that do quality control and review all the dictation as well as all the document production to make sure that it makes a legal sense. Thirdly, we have on our staff staff with master's degrees in English to ensure that the grammar is correct. So we're ensuring that the quality is there. Every document is proofread by an attorney who is also a practicing professional. It's also proofread by competent, qualified professionals with English degrees and backgrounds to ensure that it makes grammatical sense when it gets back to you. The other point that you touched on, though, Ed, is that, how do I make sure that the images are in the right place, that it's formatted the right way? Sometimes there's a little bit of a learning curve in the very beginning, as if you were training a new secretary. One of the things that's great about QuickSec is that we can assign a dedicated staff to your law firm and into your group of lawyers. What that means is that we get used to working the way you work. We understand the type of dictation that you do, and so we become more familiar with what your expectations are. Additionally, we have the ability to upload documents that you already have. So, for example, you could have some contracts that you dictate all the time. We can upload those into our system, and then you can use them as a template and dictate those so they're already formatted in the way you want. We can send all the work back to you by email. It could be sent back to you by fax, or it could come back to you in Microsoft Word or WordPerfect.
So if you've got an attorney reviewing it for the context, and you've got a copy editor who has a skill in the English language, how is it that you can return the documents so quickly? And I guess perhaps I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, perhaps I'm assuming that there's a 24-hour turnaround. But what is the speed of turnaround, and how is it that you can be so quick with, I guess, it's a double proof?
Well, first of all, we've got excellent transcriptions in Chennai. We have state-of-the-art technology center that they're leveraging, and so that's the first step. Secondly, though, our turnaround time is anything that's been dictated today, starting at somewhere around 7 o'clock this morning, all the way up until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, would be in your inbox by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it's less than 24-hour turnaround, and if you have a priority dictation that needs to be turned around quicker than that, there is a way to do that as well.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier the issue of pricing. Without going into the numbers specifically, but is there a process, or is there a schematic for the pricing process, or is all dictation at the same pricing process,
no.
Pricing point?
There's actually a couple of different ways that we could price it, but what we've been able to average with all our customers so far is anywhere from a 45 to 75% savings in the document production and turnaround. How we get there's a number of different ways, and you can imagine that in some of the bigger cities where the cost of legal secretaries is higher, it's closer to that 70 or 75%. And in some of the more rural areas, it may be closer to the 45%. But, the pricing structure is paid for by transcriptionist time, and you're only paying by the minute. So everything is prorated. If you use 8 minutes of transcriptionist time, the document that's been turned around for you and that's in your inbox is only going to cost you a small portion of the hourly rate.
Okay, so it's based on time, not on per word.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I think it's a service that's needed by many and certainly helps people overcome sudden rushes and uncertain increase in volume, that is volume that you're not sure will continue, so you don't want to go out and hire somebody full-time to
Absolutely.
Be inside your office.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the best ways to use us is to go out to our website and start a free trial. We allow all law firms to try us before they buy us. But additionally, beyond that, once you become accustomed to using QuickSec services, there's no minimums that you have to subscribe to on a monthly basis. So some law firms are using us for overflow. Some are using us as to fill in for attrition instead of using a temp agency. Other law firms are using us for nights and weekends. And then some firms are saying, you know what, we'd rather have our secretaries perform more client-facing tasks on the attorney's behalf and let these back-office functions be performed by somebody like QuickSec.
Okay. Well, Don, I want to thank you for joining us, and I appreciate your shedding some light, some additional light for me at least, on your service and the quality that you offer to lawyers generally.
Well, thank you for having me.
You have been listening to a Law Biz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about Law Biz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.